We're back on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, and Dennis Butler here from RCPD. He's the director of the police department, and we're talking a little bit about the sexual assault changes here of reporting, and you have a social media campaign as well.
Right. Starting, it might be out today, but before Thanksgiving, we are going to post on all of our social media platforms and our website an educational campaign for our community so they understand what I just described in your last segment better. And there's even going to be about a 2.5-3 minute video featuring our victim advocate that works for us named Melissa Mosier. So she's going to be talking about how this works, how it's applied in everyday life if you find yourself in this situation. So I hope you all are watching for that and then share it with your listeners.
All right. Good to hear. Talking about some other things going on here in the community, I understand you've done some outreach here with asking people to give you some feedback. And last week you did some on traffic enforcement.
Yes, a couple of things. Thanks for asking about that. Last week on social media, we solicited input from our followers asking if you have a traffic issue in your community, tell us what it is, and if you'd like us to enforce it, we will consider it. And so we received 4 suggestions from several people, and we selected school zone enforcement in Ogden. And we went out there and wrote some tickets for people speeding in the school zone and also for not obeying the directions of the crossing guard. And the feedback from that was very positive that we were so responsive and went out there. We thought it went so well that we will continue to do this. We will ask for solicitations and then rank it according to how many people tell us about the same issue, and then we're going to send officers out there to address it.
Man, I'm trying to think of areas around me. Luckily, I live in a part of town I don't think there's too many people violating the speed laws out there on the north side of town. But what a great idea and unique, especially with school zones. You know, want to keep those safe.
Yeah, we've increased our presence there anyway in the past 12 months, and so it's something that's important to our community that. Drivers obey the speed limits when lights are flashing and school buses are stopped. So we're going to continue focusing on that when that comes up in these solicitations from the community.
All right. Looks like we have another phone call. Let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate what you're doing. I live on Hayes Drive north of Casement, and it's like a raceway around here at times. I'm surprised nobody's gotten run over or killed. And I've been here 41 years, but it's crazy. I think we need one of those camera things. You get a lot of money off of it because I yell at them. It doesn't do much good, but I think we need a little more. They think it's, they come off of off Hayes Drive past Casement. They still think it's 40.
Well, I won't make you have to wait till we send out our next solicitation. I'll pass that concern along to our patrol unit and ask them to focus some extra attention there. But what I would say is if you do see any solicitations for increased enforcement, if you're able to provide that suggestion, please do and tell your friends to do the same. But I'll pass that along to patrol, and we will focus some extra resources up there.
You know, and this is a good time to bring up when a lot of people are going to be traveling here, and you want people to be safe on the roads. Will there be extra enforcement out here during the holiday week?
Yes, I know the state of Kansas has a click it or ticket campaign for this holiday weekend. We typically participate in those things. So what that means is areas of the city where we experience higher than normal rates of accidents. We focus in those areas for sure on wearing your seatbelt, but because it's a statewide campaign, our officers will be alert all over the city and the county for people not wearing their seatbelts. And where in the past you might get a warning, when it's a statewide enforcement campaign, the officers usually exercise less discretion and normally issue a citation during those campaigns.
Covered a traffic accident the other day here, and it was up north of Manhattan at where Tuttle Creek and Highway 13 come together. That's a really dangerous intersection. Is there anything that could be done to improve that intersection?
Well, it sounds like you're talking about an engineering issue, and I believe that stretch of roadway is something that KDOT has control over. So when they ask for data, accident data, in certain areas where there's a high prevalence of accidents, we provide it. But the same data that we have is usually sent to them anyway, and so they have it in their own databases. They use a term called warranting an increased or an enhancement. Usually they use that term when someone thinks a traffic light should be installed. So they look at the accident data. They look at the traffic volume. There's a lot of data they collect to determine if it warrants any increased enhancement or traffic light or a stop sign. So we can make suggestions, but it really comes down to what KDOT decides they're going to do.
To me, this is just me personally, I think that intersection would do well with a bridge controlled, you know, with a little exit off here to there. Crossing four lanes of traffic there on a two-way stop is, I find it hard to do. I imagine it's even harder at nighttime.
Well, I would urge all drivers to think of this. When it's dark or if you're on a roadway that has a grade or a curve, exercise more caution than normal because we see more accidents in those locations because the sight lines are not good. And the speeds are usually higher when there's hills involved. So always keep that in mind when you're at an intersection with those conditions.
All right. We have another caller here. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Hi. I live in North County, and I just wanted to bring some awareness to the issue with following distances. I know on 24 and 27 going into town, they get right up on you, and can be a pretty dangerous thing, especially all the deer out now. So I just wanted to bring some awareness to that, if you care to comment on that, Director.
Yeah, you know, that's a frustrating issue, you know, for people that are obeying the speed limits and wearing their seat belts and driving safely when you have folks that are in a hurry or don't seem to feel the same way about safely operating their vehicles. The first thing I would encourage you to do is to never get into any kind of altercation or debate with people when they're tailgating you. If you feel strongly that it's a dangerous situation, I know in the city you're not supposed to use your cell phone while you're driving, but if you feel you're in a dangerous or threatening situation, it would be a good idea to maybe call the police and report it and try to get a description of the vehicle. We may not, if we find the vehicle, be able to stop them and write a ticket, but we can certainly stop them and have a conversation with them about what was reported, and we're more than happy to do that. I would just urge everybody to exercise patience and obey the traffic laws that you know are in effect so everyone can drive safely.
All right. Thank you for that call. Let's take a break. Back with more RCPD after this on News Radio KMAN.